It is time for us to check sports. Time to bring in Mike Cozzi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How'd your week go?
Eh.
That's right. I think most people would say the same thing. Eh.
Too much snow.
Boy.
Not as much as you, but still too much.
It's
any snow's too much snow.
The older I get, that's the way it is. If I could just be inside and not have to deal with snow and look out at it, it'd be nice.
I don't want to be cooped up inside. I want to be outside.
Me too. I mean, but if you could just look at it and then it goes away very quickly, it wouldn't be bad. But anyways, enough of that. All right. So this is Super Bowl weekend. Finally got there. I'll be honest with you, though, Mike. I didn't miss all the Super Bowl things that went on. Normally in that week, this week lag, there wasn't a lot of things they could do because of the pandemic. So there wasn't a lot of Super Bowl, hype. So I didn't miss any of that. But I'm gonna go with Tom Brady. Who are you gonna go with?
Brady.
Yeah.
The best quarterback besides Joe Montana to ever play in a big game.
I just think that this is the perfect cap for his career.
He's not going nowhere.
No, but all I'm saying is if he wins this Super Bowl, and I've got nothing against Mahomes. I like Mahomes. I like both teams, as a matter of fact. But he will be not only the greatest quarterback to play in the NFL, one of the top players of all times, I mean, regardless of position. He's just the more you look at him, the more you look at his consistency. And now the consistency, not just with one system, but into another system. And how at the age of 42, he learned that to fit in and made people around him fit into that system. He really is just an amazing athlete. He is.
There's only two players that you can mention to being the best ever in football. Him and Jerry Rice. Everybody else is behind them.
Absolutely. Jerry Rice was just I liked when the Giants beat San Francisco, but he was just a marvel to watch. And he never shied away from reporters. He was always right there. And he spoke his mind. I remember when the Giants, in one of those playoff games, crushed San Francisco one of the few times.
Yeah, I only remember the one when the 49ers beat them 49-7.
Yeah, but this one game, which was in the playoffs, in the first series, Montana threw a 70-yard pass, and he was wide open, and he dropped the ball, okay, to start the game. He dropped it. It was a sure touchdown. After the game was over, some stupid sportscaster said to him, "Do you think that your dropping that ball affected the course of the game?" And he looked at the report, and he goes, "We lost 30-something to 7. No.
Nope. Well, reporters are idiots. That's why they're reporters.
Sometimes they get out there and they're like that. But anyways, so we've got our Super Bowl picks in. Let's take a look at the National Hockey League. The Rangers beat the Capitals last night. That's just
for a change.
Yeah.
They won a game.
Who's that player they got rid of? They got rid of a player that's been just nothing but a pain in the rear end. He just signed a $9 million contract.
Oh,
the Rangers?
The Rangers?
Yeah. Got rid of him a couple of days ago. I forget what his name was.
I don't know.
Yeah, $9 million contract. And they're going to, they tried to peddle him to other teams. Other teams wouldn't take him.
So, $9 million's not bad considering the Yankees are paying Corey Kluber $10
million. That's also, you get $9 million just for sitting on the bench in the NBA.
Well, that's what I told my buddy, who was Mark Fidrich's roommate in Detroit. I said, "Hey, why don't you get on a flight and go to Tampa and go to Yankee camp? They might give him $1 million just to show up."
It really is pretty amazing.
Corey Kluber hasn't pitched in the major leagues in 2 years. They talk about signing him like they just signed Nolan Ryan, and he's 32 years old. What a joke. The Yankees pitching staff's shambles. Shambles. But you listen to the media and you think it's the 1969 Orioles.
The Orioles. Boy, what a
joke the Yankees pitching staff is.
That Orioles. Four all-star pitchers on
420 game winners and the Mets beat them.
Yeah.
Well, that's why the Mets can't win a World Series anymore. They put all their eggs in one basket 52 years ago.
That's right. It's like every year at this time, the best meme comes up about a family watching the Super Bowl, the Jets in the Super Bowl, and it's on a black and white TV.
It's That was a long time ago.
It really was. It's amazing how long ago it was. What was it? The third Super Bowl? Yeah. Green Bay won the
first two. One of them.
Yeah, Green Bay won the first two, and then the Jets defeated Baltimore. But that's how long ago it was. That's Ranger-esque. That's worse than Ranger-esque, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's close to it. I did watch that Ranger game last night, though, and it was a pretty good game. But there's a lot of names you hear wearing the Ranger shirts. I have no idea who they are.
I was going to say, that's why I don't even remember the name of the guy that they bounced off the team. Oh, well. So now, how's your racing been going this week?
Well, last weekend we did good. We had quite a few winners down at Gulfstream and whatnot. So maybe we can do some more of that this weekend.
Are there any coming up that you want to pick?
Yeah, there's Tampa Bay has a Derby prep tomorrow in the Davis with a bunch of races around it. So that's where we'll go. So the ninth race tomorrow at Tampa is the Suncoast. It's a prep for 3-year-old fillies heading toward the Oaks. Oh, and by the way, Bobby Baffert got in trouble yesterday. That one super horse that they were talking about last summer and whatnot, Gammon, who's supposed to be Gossamer's Wings, tested positive for something and was disqualified from purse money from third in the Oaks last September. So, yeah, Mr. Baffert, join the club. So we'll go to the ninth race tomorrow, the Suncoast. 10 horses line up for this. A couple horses I'm looking at. One is the four-horse Curlin's Catch. This horse has been two turns up at Woodbine, showed some decent moves in there. Is by Curlin out of an AP Indy mare. So this horse can run all day, and the mile and 40 yards should be right in our wheelhouse. So that's one horse we're going to use. Another one is the 5, Honor Rafique, trained by Eddie Keneally. This horse ran in a maiden special at Keeneland in October at the beginning of the meet, was the best part of the meet, and ran third in that two-turn race, subsequently ran in a couple of one-turn, one-mile races at Churchill and Gulfstream and broke her maiden and came back after that, ran pretty good, working out good at Palmetto. So that's a horse that's a must-use. And the 7 horse, Gulf Coast, who beat Honor Rafique in the last race, is probably going to be my top pick in this race. So we're going to go with a 4-5-7 exacta box here. And depending on the odds, the 5 or the 7 gets to win money. From there, we go to the next race is the 10th. The Endeavor, grade 3, a mile 16th on a turf. 8 horses line up here. We're going to go to 3-horse box here. Chad Brown's going to have the favorite with the 5. I'll put him in the box just for the sake that the horse is decent, not for any price or anything whatsoever. The 8-horse, Irony of Realty by Animal Kingdom, has 6 starts on the turf at Tampa with 2 wins and 2 seconds. 6 out of 11 times in the money on the turf. Coming off of a marathon at Gulfstream on the 23rd of January, this horse ran 3rd, a pretty even race at 50-1. This is a dropping class, even though it's still a grade 3. I think Irony of Realty can make a nice exacta price for us. And my top pick is going to be the 6, New York Girl, trained by Billy Mott. This horse is coming over from Ireland, unraced from September till New Year's Eve. Came off the bench New Year's Eve at Gulfstream, won real nice sitting just off the pace and drew away like a real nice horse. Bred very well. This horse, New York Girl, will be my top pick. So we'll go with the 6 on top and a 5-6-8 exacta box. And then the big race of the day down at Tampa is the Sam Davis prep for the Kentucky Derby. 12 horses line up for this one. 2 horses I'm looking at in here. I'm not going real crazy here. The favorites look kind of tough. The 5, Smiley Saboka, trained by Dale Romans, hasn't run since November when ran 2nd in the Kentucky Jockey Club at Churchill Downs. Has some speed. Should sit right near the front. Could be the class of the race. Might be tough to beat. The horse I think that can beat him is a lightly raced horse, the 8, Nova Rags by Union Rags out of a Smart Strike mare. Never been 2 turns. Won the Pasco, a 7-furlong prep for this race at Tampa very nicely. Sat off the pace, drew off to win by 2 going to 7 furlongs. Very young horse, inexperienced, could be any kind of horse. If this horse looks good in the post parade, that's going to be my win bet. So a 5'8 exacta box in the 11th at Tampa and the Davis with Nova Rags probably going to be my win bet.
All right. I got the Rangers player, Tony DeAngelo.
Yeah. Doesn't he sell hot dogs on 38th and 5th?
Oh, it's funny. They've taken him off
Tony
the
road. Tony DeAngelo. His name doesn't even sound like a hockey player.
He sounds like a catcher in the bullpen.
Maybe that's his calling. He's in the wrong sport.
But that's the player's name. He just signed a $9 million contract that he did something stupid in. And they bounced him out. But I guess there's like four other teams that are now sniffing around seeing if they want him. But if the Rangers don't want somebody.
Yeah, they could take anything to breathe. Really surprised how bad the Islanders are playing.
Hey, well, it is what it is. You know, you're right. I expected them to be one of the top teams coming out. But maybe it's just, you know, get into the season, see what happens, you know?
Yep. We'll see what happens. What are they playing? 60 games, I think.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, we'll see what happens with the Super Bowl. We'll talk about it. I'm going to predict the score. I'm going to predict the score. Tampa Bay is going to win 40-37.
Wow. Bet the over, folks. Marshall's giving it to you.
That's right. And it'll be a last-minute drive by Tom Brady where they kick a field goal to win the game.
Well, I don't know what the score is going to be, but I hope it's like 42-10.
We'll see. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, so we'll see. All right.
We'll see. I mean, like I said 2 weeks ago, whoever wins the Green Bay-Tampa Bay game, I think, is going to win the Super Bowl, so I'm staying with that. And Green Bay didn't score a hell of a lot of points in Green Bay against them. Now Tampa Bay's in the Super Bowl, and it's a home game for them, so I hope they smack them.